Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, where each week we invite various people to come onto the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like us on Facebook page and also to share the information about our radio show with people in your downline, your upline, even possible Avon representatives that you're hoping to recruit, as well as clients. Our format has been on the first Monday of the month. I'm the guest speaker, and I talk about skincare issues. And then the second week of the month, we talk about we have a roundtable discussion where Ellen Edwards, Dylan Clark, and myself participate in. And then the third week of the month is when we have the Avon FYI. And then the fourth week of each month, we have skincare with Gillian. Gillian talks about various Avon products. And if there's a fifth week, then you have me again talking about Avon's updates. So that's pretty much our format. And again, we air every Monday at 8:30. So I don't know what happened last week. I got mixed up, and I did the FYI yesterday, last week, Monday, instead of doing the regular roundtable discussion. So today, what I'm going to do, a discussion about texting. You know, a lot of us, I do it every month. In fact, my Avon email newsletters are already done, not only for the month of December, but also the month of January, because I will be out of town the first 2 weeks in January, as I always do. I always go to the Dominican Republic. So, but I always have email blasts, which I always send out. And I look at the number of people who actually, you know, click through and read the email that has been sent. And listening to different webinars and reading various articles on email or internet marketing, we're finding, or the trend seems to be, that more people respond to text messaging versus the email. And so what are the advantages of doing a text message versus an email? Well, the first advantage for texting would be the immediate delivery. I mean, when you send somebody a text, they immediately look at the text to see who has texted them. Email can either sit in a person's email box, it can find its way into spam by mistake, or the person may not even ever see the email until it's too late, and if you're running some kind of a special or an offer. What's great about the email versus the texting? Well, with texting, it's mobile. So no matter where you're in the car, you're at the doctor's office, you know, you're at the park with your children or whatever, you would always formulate and send a text message. And generally, when you if you have a regular phone, generally you have to wait until you get in front of a desktop to create and send an email. So what kind of text messages would you like to do? Well, first of all, you know, the holidays are coming up, and so this is a great time to think about texting, you know, your customers. This is a great time to recruit Avon representatives, because they know this is the time when, you know, their little money is a little short, and they are looking to make a little extra money so that they can buy those special gifts and have them underneath the Christmas tree this holiday season. So these are the people you want to think about reaching out to, as well as those individuals who are you're trying to get as a customer, trying to create an interest in becoming an Avon customer of yours. So first of all, before we go into that, the different types of texting, let's talk about what is the best time to text. And they say the best time is the beginning of the week. Usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the most popular days to send out a text message. You know, I went on various read various articles, and in terms of the time, I just got a lot of conflicting results. But they all seem to talk about texting somewhere between and during the business day, somewhere between 10 and 8 p.m. I would not advise you to text at 7 or 8 in the morning. And, you know, for me, it just annoys me. And I know that the last person who texted me like 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, I went on to my cell phone and I put the Do Not Disturb feature on, activated that, so that people cannot wake me up until a certain time, until I'm ready to get up, because it's very rude. You're not in the mood. And certainly whatever that person has to offer, whether it's a sale or whatever, you're so turned off by being woken up, you know, that it's just not worth it. So I would suggest, you know, texting people anywhere from 10 to 8. I would even say go 11 o'clock, 11:30. This way you know people are up, especially if they're an older person or a person who's retired. Why, you know, with the age of cell phone, it doesn't make sense to try to text somebody before 10 o'clock. It doesn't make sense. Absolutely no sense. The other thing you want to do, you want to send single text messages. Don't chance. You have to send a group text. Then what you should write in the top of the text before you get to wherever you want to send your group, then in big capital letters, you want to write, "Do not reply to this group text," because otherwise you have 9 million people saying thank you, thank you, thank you, and everybody who's on that list will get those responses, and then that will turn them off as well. So if by any way possible, send a single text. Okay, so what kind of text messages can you send for Black Friday in this holiday season? Well, one, you want to do gift certificates, because people are looking to buy Avon products. So maybe you'll give a person a $50 Avon coupon where they can purchase any $50 worth of products off your Avon website by giving it to you, and the person will pay you the $50. You will send them a coupon, and then we're going to talk about that, a gift certificate, and that person knows that they can use that, and I will send that with your link in the text message so they can go on to your website, browse your brochure, select what they want to purchase, and then let you know what it is that they want, up to $50 worth of item. The next thing you want to do is a Black Friday specialist. You may want to do that. And another text you may want to do is a Small Business Saturday, because right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, and right after Black Friday is Small Business Saturday. You can also text thank you cards. You may want to send a text that "we haven't heard from you," and you can also want to send a text as a greeting card. And how can you do these things? Well, I found a wonderful app, and it's free. It's called Pic Collage, and it's free. Like I said before, and it gives you the ability to do three things. You can make a card. You can make a poster, and there's a third thing, and I can't think of it off the top of my head. But the thing that I mostly make is the poster, and they came out really nice. I did a poster just for my business, and then I posted it on, and they were so amazed. They were so amazed with it. In fact, one person said the text was fire, and I put it on my Facebook page, and I'm right up, and this today is my second day of a Facebook page that I boosted, and I'm up to 400 people looking at the ad, as well as having 8 people clicking through, which is phenomenal. So with this pic collage, you can make a poster, and it has several tools on there for you to do. So what you do, you click on, once you download the, you go to Google Play, or you go to store, or you go to your iApple. I'm sure Apple has this design called Pic, this app Pic Collage, and you download it. And once you have it on your computer, you click on, you have 3 choices. The last one, which is in the center, which is the poster, you click on that, and it gives you the option of, when you click on it, it gives you the option to use the feature of web search. And the web search means that, say, for example, you want to say 20% off. So you click the web search. It will actually take you into your browser. Once you're in your browser, type in 20% and then click go. And then you see all the images of that. Select the images you want by just clicking on it, and it automatically will pop up in your Pic Collage. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. You can do it because you could type in Avon, you could type in Avon Naturals, whatever you want to type. And once the picture comes up, pops up, put it on your Facebook page. I even credit card logos, and I put all the credit card logos on my page. It really came out phenomenal. Then, of course, you can text, and you can do various things with the text. They give you about 12 or more types of fonts to choose from, and then you can also change the color of the text. And then they give you an option to paste, so you can copy something and then paste it into that poster or that design that you're creating. Another feature they have is called doodling. So if you want to doodle, you can do that as well onto your page. And then they have, you can change the background to any background you want. So you can either do a color background, you can do a texture background, or you can do holiday theme, theme background. And then certainly if you want, you can also buy groupings of background. They're about $1.99 per group. And then you can also add stickers like stars or whatever you want. And then you can go into your gallery of your camera, and you can actually put pictures on your collage. It is absolutely phenomenal. So with that, what I've done so far, I've done an announcement for my business. I've created a gift certificate, I created a Black Friday promotion for people to purchase a gift certificate. And again, let me go over this. Once you create, and I'm telling you, this is so simple. Oh, and once you make your design, the next thing you want to do, they give you the option to either save it on the spot, which I would highly recommend because you can always come back to it and edit or make whatever change you may want to do. Or it also gives you the option to share it. And you can share it through the various social media like Facebook, Instagram, and so on and so forth and so on. I think texting was one of the options, but it's not. Once you save it, then you go into your gallery, your photo album, and it would be under. I hope I'm not messing this up. It would be under actually the name of the app. It would create its own little album, so you can look there. Or if you don't see it, then look on the download. But you'll see it. You'll see it in your pictures. And then from there, you can open it up, and you can send it as a text message to members of your contact list. And, again, I would suggest creating gift certificates with this, Black Friday special promotion,
Again, Small Business Saturday promotion. Thank you cards. How cool is it if somebody places an order with you, and I'm sure you have everybody's cell number. After they place the order and you deliver and you go home, you send them a text message. Thank you for buying an Avon order with me. If you have somebody who placed an order online, did an online sale, how cool would that be if you send them an email saying thank you for your purchase? Not email, text message saying thank you for your Avon purchase. Say you have an Avon client that you have not heard from in a long time. You could make a post that says, we haven't heard from you. Just that simple. You can even put your picture in it, because in this case they may forget who you are. You may want to insert your picture into that email. And then, again, you can make holiday cards. So when Christmas is coming and New Year's Eve is coming and Thanksgiving is coming, why not make a Thanksgiving New Year's Eve or Christmas or Three Kings Day or Kwanzaa or Thanksgiving card with this pic collage. So you can really, really have fun with it. I made several cards, and the cards actually stay in your file in the program. I tend to like to pay for the programs that I buy that I think that I like. I think I paid $1.99. And the reason why I always suggest buying apps that you like is because we all at some point or another we are going to change our cell phone. And when you change your cell phone and you didn't buy the particular app and then logged in, then all that work completely lost. So I tend to like to pay for the apps. And these apps only cost like $1.99. It's not gonna kill you. So that's let me see what time is it. I'm talking so fast. It's only 8:48, and so we have another 12 minutes to talk. Since we have another 12 minutes to talk, let me talk about another program, and it's called Zoom, Zoom, and Zoom is an excellent program that you can use with members of your team, your downline. It's also good to have when they open up a I can't think of the word, when they when you get a package and you open it up in front of everybody. It's a special word. It's a word for that, and for a reason I cannot think of it. But what you can do, you can have some of your customers come on. You could text your customers and say, at 8:00 I'm going to premiere or feature a new Avon product. And Zoom is allows you to create a link, and you take that link and you can send it to everyone in a text message, and they will call in on the text message, or they will log in on their computer, and then when you call in, there's an access code, which is usually maybe about 6 numbers, which you have to put in, and then that will allow you access to the group meeting. And this way you could have, and what I would do is do some PowerPoint. I mean, I'm really getting really technical, but you could do PowerPoint presentation and have it all ready for people to see. But when you're just starting out, just go with a verbal conversation, and you can inform your team or members of your team that whatever it is that you want them to know at that particular time. So this is a great way to have meetings. I know having people, like I have representatives in other states, there's no way I'm going to meet with them, but certainly I could do a Zoom with them. And then we have a meeting, you can see when the person is speaking, you can see who is actually communicating at that time. So that's a great program they have is called Zoom, Z-O-O-M. You could, again, you could have a showing. I can't believe I can't remember what that is called when you open up a box so everybody can see it. And then you also could have the, you know, your meetings or your one-on-ones with members of your team through Zoom. That's another. Go to your app store and download Zoom. It's very easy to use for you as well as for the person who you're sending the link to. The last thing I wanted to talk about, and I just went out of my head. Oh, no. We talked about the Zoom. We talked about the collage, and I cannot believe called reveal. Thank you, Galen. It's called a reveal when you open up a box and so that everybody can see it. The next thing the next thing that we're supposed to talk about. We talked about the pics. We talked about Zoom. Oh, give me a minute. I'm having a moment. Okay, well, let's talk about boosting. So I brought that up, and maybe the other thing will come to my mind. When you make these collages, and if anybody wants to see any collage I've made, just text me, and I will send you a sample of the text that I've made, my collage. Whatever collage I make, I bring it up into Facebook. And then what I've done, I boost. And since, you know, you can boost at 20 miles or 50 miles from where you're home, you don't care because people are going to order online anyway. And I would tell them that, you know, when they order a certain amount of Avon products, that they'll get shipping for free. So you really, really want to push this for Campaign 26 if you're trying to president's camp, you know, or whatever level you're trying to go for, because it's double, Campaign 26 is double dollars, and so you can really, if you really plan your promotion, you can really do this well. And what I would suggest, I think Wednesday is the day that Avon updates, so from Thursday, let's say from Thursday until next time we place our order, which I think is the 3rd or whatever, of December, I would go ahead. You have an Avon Facebook page, I would boost it. You know, create a very attractive poster or flyer, whatever you want to call it, and boost it onto on the Avon on Facebook. I did a boost for my other business. Everybody knows I'm an esthetician, so I did one for The Essence of Beauty by Trisha. And once again, this is my second day, and as of earlier this afternoon, I have over 408 people who looked at my boost, my page. And usually I get like 30, on the average, I get 30, 32 people looking at my page on an average day. And here I'm up over 400. So I would strongly suggest, thanks, Galen, I would strongly suggest to boost the page. And you can boost it for any amount of money, $10, whatever, and get, you know, put a limit on it. I just give my limit $20. And I like to go, like, for, you know, several days. Because we're getting ready to go into the really buying season, I would say I would boost, like, set up the boost today, tonight, and let it go through Saturday or even Sunday. And the reason why I said set up tonight, because Facebook has to approve the your promotion, and also if there's a glitch. Like, there was a glitch with mine because I didn't have enough. I didn't give myself enough limit on my promotion. I had to go and edit the boost. So that's why I said do it tonight, and then let it run straight through Sunday. And it really is not that expensive. I did one for Avon. I think I paid $12, and I think I ran like 6 days. This one here I'm running, I think it's $15, and I've been running since Sunday, and I think it's going to run throughout. It's going to run through Saturday. So you know, do the boost, and you want to. And one of the reasons why, even if you don't get a lot of people going on your website to order, you still want to don't be discouraged. Because one of the things you want people to do, you want people to like your page. Because the more people you get to like your page, the more valuable your Facebook page becomes. So you know, you definitely want to do that. And I still cannot believe I'm going to hang up this phone, and then it's going to come to me what it is that I want to share with you guys. Oh, I hate that. I should have wrote it down. Let me take a minute. I've noticed that when I boosted the last time, Facebook sent me a pop-up. And usually I just click real quick and don't pay any attention. But this time I looked at it, and what it had offered me to share my promotion or my poster on Instagram. So, if you don't have an Instagram account, you know, Facebook will ask you, do you want to set up your listing for Instagram as well? So that'll be and all you gotta do is just answer a couple of questions, and boom, you're all set. So since I cannot think of what I was going to say, I guess I'm going to and let me see what time is it. Here we have 3 minutes, and I guess I'm going to end the call, and I just feel so bad because I can't remember what it is. But if you want to see my posters in which I had created, you can send me a text or Pat McDowell, 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Or you can send me an email at pat@avonbronxspelledout.com, and then I will. But you have to include your cell number so that I can text you back. And with that being said, make sure that you now. One of the things I will also do, because the year is coming up, I would really contact customers and see if you can update their information. For some reason, people change stuff. I went and called Sprint yesterday, and I was surprised. I was with Sprint for 17 years. This is my 17th year. I can't believe it. Where did the time go? So I've had the same number. So, but some people just don't. They change numbers back and forth. So you want to make sure you want to update your customers' information. So that's one of the things you could do as you roll into the new year. One more thing I should mention also, that another idea I have. When you make your poster, you can also make a poster saying that you do gift baskets. Oh, my God. That you could do gift baskets as well as doing personal shopping. So the show's going to cut me off. I have 90 seconds. Have a wonderful week. Make it happen. Take care, everyone. Good night.